your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whitey.
Good morning and welcome to Public Pulse. Now, May is National Women's Health Month. This month gives us an opportunity to discuss the issues surrounding women's health with the goal of empowering women to make their health a priority and help women understand what empower the women in our lives to take steps to improve their health and openly discuss issues surrounding women's health. If someone is going through something, no matter what that would be, whether it be mental health or whether it be physical health, you should be able to openly talk about it with your family. This morning, I'm honored to be speaking with Sheridan Memorial Hospital Women's Clinic Dr. Lindsay Capron and lead nurse Liz Becking. Now, Doc, I teased it before we left for commercial, but if you were to say that there was a health issue that you hear about the most up at the women's clinic, what would you say that was?
The PC answer to start with, like the actual physical health problems related to women's health that we see the most frequently are general well woman care, which is different than what we kind of recommend for same age male counterparts. We've always recommended that women see a physician or a healthcare provider annually, and that stems mostly from this previous recommendation that a pap smear or a pap test, which screens for cervical cancer, used to be recommended to routinely be performed annually. That recommendation has recently, not recently, probably within the last 5 to 10 years, has changed substantially. And we can get into more why that happened, but we don't recommend an annual pap smear anymore. And so there's been sort of some confusion about what to do with this sort of annual exam or once a year visit that women are used to having with their provider. It has morphed a little bit into sort of a once a year, sort of like you bring your car in for the checkup, you know, like the check all systems where we sort of like run the list and sort of identify like, hey, here's where things might need some work, or, you know, these are the screenings or exams that you need, and, you know, yada, yada. And then we sort of say, okay, here's our list for the year. Let's bring you back a different time. We'll kind of dive into these issues a bit more. The things that we most commonly find on those lists are things like vaginal concerns, some sort of change in birth control method or not, you know, whatever they might need in that regard. Infertility is becoming more of a common issue that we see. I think there's multiple reasons for that. Again, probably a Pandora's box to open there too, but we're seeing a lot of abnormal bleeding. So, you know, periods that are not coming on time or are too painful or too, you know, abnormal bleeding is something we see quite a bit. But the other probably biggest thing that we are seeing more and more is just a general state of dissatisfaction with their health. And I think probably this is happening also in men's health, but we don't obviously see it because we just see women. But a lot of women who come in and just say, gosh, I just don't feel like myself. You know, my hormones might be off. Maybe we should check my thyroid. Maybe, you know, something's not right, you know. And we've kind of joked, we started calling it like the pep talk, where, you know, we'll check the thyroid and, you know, we'll have the talk about hormone testing and the lack of evidence around that we have right now. And we kind of start uncovering the layers of the onion, and we finally kind of get to the root of most of it, which is a symptom of a much larger societal problem. We're dealing with a ton of anxiety and depression just as a society, and it's a really hard time to be a woman. Yeah. Right now with those. I mean, there's a ton of societal expectations on women right now with the advent of social media and how that's kind of infiltrated our lives. That puts a ton of pressure on, you know, women, parents, COVID.
Yeah.
The unspoken horrible thing that happened a couple of years ago or changed everybody's lives a couple of years ago. I think there's just a big intersection of a lot of societal issues that are specifically putting a lot of pressure on women. And women aren't super quick to to say, like, yeah, it seems like I might be dealing with anxiety or depression. It's so much easier to say, like, gosh, this must be my thyroid. Oh, this must be some sort of hormone problem. You know, surely I'm not dealing with some kind of depression or anxiety. And it takes some time to sit there with women and say, gosh, you just told me that right now you're not sleeping well. You know, you maybe are having a few too many alcoholic beverages or more than you were before. You know, or maybe, you know, they've got relationship issues that are unsolved, or maybe they're having job issues that are not going, you know, like they're pretty, it takes a while to kind of sift through that. But I would say that is one of the most common things that we ultimately get down to is women are struggling right now.
Yeah. You know, I'm not going to feel these things because I don't have time. I got to get to work. I got to pick the kids up. We got a soccer game at 7. I've got too much to do to suffer from anxiety or depression.
100%.
Yeah,
so this must be a hormone issue. I'm going to go see the doctor.
I need an easier fix.
Yes. Yeah.
It's just something to explain why I feel so overwhelmed. Women just put way too much pressure on themselves to be absolutely present and perfect for every detail of everyone, including your kids, your husband, your work. It's a lot.
Yeah. And you're seeing that come through the door more frequently, over and over.
And obviously, believe women, right? We need to believe women.
Yes.
And many women, they come in and they say, something is not right. And of course, we're going to do all the things. We're going to check the thyroid. We're going to check vitamin D. We're going to do all the things that, you know, if there is something we can fix, we want to fix it. But we're coming up normal on most of the things these days. And a lot of it's just, not just, I don't mean to minimize it in that way. It's hard.
Yeah.
There's a lot of anxiety and a lot of depression.
And you know, excuse me, I think generally, you know, and especially in Wyoming, we're trying to remove the stigma. We're doing our best. There's a whole community out there that is really trying to move this along. But the fact of the matter is, most people talk about how men, right? Men don't talk about their feelings. Men don't this, men don't that. And I'm not downing anybody out there because I've had shows specifically on that issue about how men should. But what I am saying is it also affects women. It affects mom. And mom, she might not be hiding it because she doesn't have this pull myself up by my bootstraps mentality. It might be something totally different. I've got to be this image that I'm seeing on Instagram. I've got to be this perfect mom. She's there. Why can't I be there?
Yes.
You know, I've got to be the one on the sidelines all the time. Oh, wait, I've got to call work. I've got to do this. I mean, the pressures are there. And I think it needs to be discussed. And I think this is a fantastic way to do it because you're seeing it from a different perspective. If I had a mental health specialist in here, this is what they do. They're going to hear that. But now I've got OBGYNs and I've got a head nurse and we're talking about these issues. This is very real and it is something that needs to be addressed. And so I greatly appreciate that take on what's the worst health issue. Because depression can do all kinds of things to us. And anxiety, if you've never suffered a true anxiety attack, consider yourself lucky because you think you're having a heart attack. It's got every symptom linked to it. But I'm running out of time, Doc, and Liz. I want to greatly appreciate your time for coming on the show and talking about these issues. Liz, if I wanted to make an appointment with you guys, what do I need to do?
Yeah, we accept, doesn't have to be a referral. We can, you know, you can call the clinic. As a brand new patient, you know, we try to keep spots open to get new patients in, but our clinic is a little bit of a wait to get in, but it's worth it. You know, we work with you on, you know, getting you in as soon as we can. But yeah, anyone can call. You can call and make an appointment anytime.
All right, Doc, I've got about 30 seconds. If there's something you want to tell women to keep an eye on, what is it? I'm running out of time.
Oh, I have to pick one? Focus on yourself. That sounds very selfish in a world that we live in right now, but self-care is not selfish.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. You've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM, Sheridan.